More women and young people have faced behavioral health challenges since before the pandemic, according to a new report. Nationwide, teen suicides have jumped 26% since 2014, according to the study from the United Health Foundation. And anxiety among children has also been on the rise. Dr. Jen Money Brady with the Indiana School Counselors Association says many counties in the Hoosier State don't have enough mental health services for adults or children. She adds in schools, counselors do their best, but often have so many students they need to make referrals, and wait times can range from 6 to 18 months.
That's just really, really difficult when you're thinking about a student who really needs help and can get help from their school counselor in little bits, but can't get really long-term support that they need.
The study compiled more than 100 measures of health from physical to emotional, social, and behavioral health determinants. It found only about 1 in 5 kids gets the recommended minimum physical activity of at least 60 minutes a day. The report also notes that fewer children are getting developmental screenings and child well visits. Indiana ranks 45th among states for developmental screenings and 33rd for wellness visits. United Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ravi Johar says a nationwide shortage of doctors is contributing to the dip in the number of kids in waiting rooms.
We know there's decreased access to pediatricians and to women's healthcare professionals, so maybe telehealth will be able to help with some of those things.
Access to health insurance can also be a barrier to care. More than 7% of Indiana children are uninsured, and nearly 12% of women. I'm Lily Wolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.